On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't want me. You say you want me, then I deliver for you, and it's never enough. It's really quite simple.
You sound like
you
the
don't
missus
want
in the house.
Me. What do you need from me, Goo?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I got a lot of... got a lot of clues laying around. You need one of my clues? You need a clue? Who needs a clue? I got extra.
Who's starting
you
for Dre?
You need a clue.
Yeah. Who's starting for Dre?
Oh, that's right.
Wagyu.
Who's starting for Draymond? Curry, Butler, Pods, Moody, and Boosty. Boosty. By the way, the 49ers. Have a game tonight against the Carolina Panthers. And Monday Night Football, 5:15. And Joe Buck is on the call. He's the lead NFL play-by-play announcer for Monday Night Football. And he was nice enough to join us this morning about 10:15. And we're going to replay it because, well, he's Joe Buck, quite frankly. And I'll even set it up this way. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. All right, let's go to the Joe Buck interview. Hey, Joe, appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, good to talk to you guys. How are we today?
We're dynamite. I'm gonna throw it to you this way. You know, like, can I assume when you go into a game like this, you got some storylines you want to talk about, whether it's, you know, Purdy's second game back or Bryce Young's terrific game last week. But where does the Brandon Ayuk story from the weekend play into tonight's broadcast?
Yeah, it gets tricky. You know, it's a good question because I think anytime you do a game, you're kind of going play by play by play. And then there's kind of the next level of storylines. And that's definitely one of them. I mean, he signed that contract for a reason. He was an all-pro a couple of seasons ago. Then he gets hurt last October, and now you've got all these reports that are coming out. You guys probably have dissected him to a far greater degree than I have. But then I read the one today where he's, you know, close to getting cleared to come back to practice, yet he didn't fight the 49ers withholding and canceling a $25 million bonus. I mean, a lot of it just doesn't make a ton of sense to me. So I guess to answer your question, it's a storyline, and it's there if we get there, because obviously his presence would mean a lot to Purdy and the 49ers and Shanahan and the rest. But I don't know how deep into the weeds you want to get into somebody's contract situation. Or, I mean, the bottom line is he's not here.
Yeah.
And he hasn't been here since last October. And it doesn't look like, at least in my opinion, that that this thing is going to get resolved where he continues on with San Francisco. I'd like to see it. It'd be great because they need him, and he's been a hell of a player for them. But I think the writing is on the wall that this thing is disintegrating as we go forward.
No doubt, Joe. Always a pleasure. And I wanted to ask you, because I was telling my partner, it's kind of miraculous that the Niners right now, if the season ended today, would be in the playoffs with all the injuries. Great job by Kyle Shanahan. But I want to ask the great Joe Buck, do you view them as a legit contender?
Yeah, I do. You know, obviously everybody's now looking at the Rams with what they did last night and the kind of run they've been on, winning six in a row, and they've got nine wins, and Stafford's on a roll he's never been on. I mean, few quarterbacks have been on it. I think he's gone 25 touchdowns, no interceptions over the last eight games, somewhere in there, which is just incredible. So you got to get over them or get through them. But Kyle knows how to play them, and as you know, the 49ers have split with him this year. I think they are because of the coaching. I think Saleh, when we talked to Kittle, George said that he was the best free agent signing they had in the offseason, bringing him back. I think with this defense, which he told us he calls the baby Niners because of all the injuries and the way they've had to fill in, is playing about as well as they can play, considering who they don't have. And I think coaching makes a difference, and I think they're really well set up between Kyle and Saleh. And, you know, they've got a quarterback that's been to a Super Bowl. They've got McCaffrey. They've got to keep him healthy, obviously. And, yeah, they're a contender as much as any. This has been the weirdest year that I can remember across the NFL. I assume, I haven't looked at any numbers, I assume Vegas is just killing it because you just can't get a read on who the best teams are. And the minute you get high on one team, they fall apart. And so I think they are a contender in a weird year across the league for whatever reason.
Hey, Joe, just to piggyback on that, do you think that's a good, I was going to ask you that. Do you think that's a good thing for the NFL that it seems like it's wide open and there is no clear-cut, you know, best team per se?
I think so. I mean, I know that we go into a game. Take tonight's game. I mean, would you bet your house on either side with the way this season has gone and the way these two teams, you know, have kind of ridden through this 2025 season? I would say no. I don't think anybody, even though 49ers are, what, a 7-point favorite, I don't think you would go into this game going, oh my God, this is just a walkover for the 49ers. I mean, 7 points is a lot. And I don't see it that way. So I think it's a good thing for the league. I mean, I think you look at Major League Baseball, and right now you've got the same teams that seem to be in it year after year, and back-to-back wins for the Dodgers, and they're just outspending everybody. They get credit for deals they've made in the season for developing players and being able to trade those players to get pieces to help. So they get credit for that, but it's pretty much the same group in the postseason, you feel like, and I think it's a good thing that the NFL didn't like that.
Joe Buck joining us on 95.7 The Game, lead NFL play-by-play announcer for Monday Night Football on ESPN. You'll get to hear him on the call tonight, 5:15, ESPN, Carolina against the San Francisco 49ers. Joe, I'm interested to hear your take on Mac Jones and Brock Purdy. Mac Jones went 5-3 in the eight games he started. But from somebody who's kind of watching this situation from afar, did it seem like anything more to you than just a backup playing until the starter comes back? And then the starter comes back and everything's fine, because there was some doubt there for a while, or some questions about, you know, whether Mac Jones might be the guy here.
Yeah, it's pretty, I mean, what's better than a quarterback controversy? Yeah, for you guys, for anybody. But I just get the sense, you know, the offense is different, I think, with Mac compared to Brock. You know, Mac, the ball's coming out. Brock is a guy that likes to try to extend plays, and, you know, sometimes that gets him into trouble. Sometimes it's dynamic and he takes the team to a Super Bowl. So I think the other part of the story, if you want to take it that way, is, you know, Kyle has developed another guy, and I know that Mac spent a year in Jacksonville, but I think he's learning here. He's maybe doing and showing what the Patriots hoped he would when they drafted him 15th overall when he came out of college. And then, you know, Belichick, for some reason, you know, had let's say, interesting choices to run the offense when Mac Jones was there. And I think coaching makes, like I said 3 minutes ago, coaching makes a big difference. And I think he's in great hands here. And so good for him. But I think this is Brock Purdy's team. And I think George Kittle basically sent that message, I think, after last week, just talking about kind of the intangibles and that presence in the huddle, and he's got swagger, and he owns this offense, Brock. Brock is very smart, as you guys know, and I think that this offense runs best when he's at the controls and healthy, and he's not going to feel totally 100% until next season with the toe. But I think that, you know, he is the better of the two right now for the San Francisco 49ers. And I don't think getting a chance to talk to Kyle that there's any doubt about that inside that building. I think it's good for all of us to talk about and good for them. I mean, how many teams' seasons have fallen apart when a backup has to come in? They have two guys that can play. They've got Mac for another year, as you know, with a 2-year deal. And either he sticks around here for another season and they back themselves up for Brock, or they deal him in the offseason and I would say get a pretty decent return because there are a lot of teams around the league looking for somebody that talented. So to me, it's the best of all worlds for the 49ers, and I don't get a sense that there's any controversy at all.
Joe, it's kind of funny. These two teams are playing, and it's been about three years since the trade where McCaffrey became a 49er. And I wanted to get your perspective. When you watch him run and just play and catch the ball out the backfield, C-Mac, does he look like the same guy from a few years ago to you?
Yeah, he does. I mean, you think about his workload, it's off the charts right now. Everything's run through him for the 49ers. His last touchdown for Carolina was against the 49ers. It has been 3 years. I think he was traded 10 days later. He thought he was going to the Rams. He ends up coming back to this great area of the country. And so now, you know, he's the man. And I played 4 games last year and it showed. I think if there's anything that led to the kind of season that they had last year, it was not having Christian McCaffrey. So, does he look the same? Yeah, he looks just as strong. Kittle talked about a block he made on Calais Campbell that set up a play in last week's win. He does everything. He's a great teammate. He's a great guy. He's a good face for this organization, and I think he's perfectly handled by the head coach and offensive creator in Kyle Shanahan. As you can tell, I'm a big Kyle fan, And I just can't think of anybody who's in better hands. Juszczyk, I think, is another guy that may not get the national credit that he deserves. And I know he was cut and then re-signed to a 2-year deal. But they're doing a lot of great things with him. And his play continues to be at an extremely high level and I think is integral to what they do offensively. So they've got some aging stars, but guys that – it looked like they haven't had any drop-off at all with their performance.
Let me ask you about the quarterback on the other side, because, Joe, I'm no quarterback guru, but I was like, oh, Bryce Young, oh, I don't think he has it. I mean, they get a win tonight, not only keep their playoff hopes alive, but they'd be at top of their division. How much has he improved to you,
Bryce? It's getting better, a lot better. You know, I think these guys are really challenged, and it's to his credit that, you know, he's 5'10", listed at 5'10". He's got a massive offensive line that's had rotating pieces in front of him. He's got receivers that are huge. Everybody's six. Their top receivers are all 6'3" and up. But he getting a chance to finally talk to him, which we did this week, you see it. You see kind of the sparkle in the eye, and you see the way I think he can be a leader on this team. I think he's in really good hands with Dave Canales, who kind of helped resurrect Baker Mayfield in Tampa Bay. Dowdle's been huge. So when you've got a run game, they're pretty deep at tight end. You've got good young top receivers. There's a lot around him to help him succeed. And, you see the leadership part of it. He can't help his height. And I thought it was interesting because Canales has always worked with kind of quarterbacks that are on the shorter side of –
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Of the midpoint with quarterbacks, most of them are 6'3, 6'4, 6'5, some are 6'6. In the league, and his have always been kind of smaller statured guys. And he kind of chuckled at it, and he said, you know what I've learned over time is that you have to be, as a teacher, lax on a lot of the mechanics. Because sometimes you can say, oh, this guy's got antsy feet, and really it's him shuffling or sliding to get a view downfield around his big offensive lineman to find somebody that's open. So it's something we'll be looking at tonight. He's also playing on a bad right ankle, who they've said it hasn't held him back at all this week in practice, but it bothered him last week. But he put up a career-defining day. So, I don't know. I think he's got the pieces around him. I think that's the bigger story. And maybe we're seeing just how good he can be with all the pressure being the number one overall pick in 2023.
Hey, Joe, thank you so much for your time.
Appreciate it.
Have a great call tonight. We'll all be watching.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right. That was Joe Buck from earlier today. He's on the call tonight for the Carolina Panthers 49ers game. Starts at 5:15 on ESPN, and you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, on Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Joe Buck.
Yeah, he's all in on Kyle, Stani. I don't know how he's not higher in the – I know he's trying to get his team to the postseason, Kyle Shanahan, but just in regard to personal accolades, I don't know how he's not higher in the right now, the Coach of the Year conversation. And I know some teams are having some great seasons. I'm not saying he should be the lead, but I'm just looking at the Niners and how they're in this spot with what's gone on. I mean, you know, offensively without Ayuk and Kittle for most of it, and Purdy, and the defense is his own story. But, man, there's not a soul that's not giving this man credit for keeping his team in it.
Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. 49ers take on the Carolina Panthers tonight at 5:15 at Levi's Stadium, and they look to go to 8-4. Brock Purdy back at quarterback. Sun's out. Should be nice and dry down there,
yeah.
Which is always something nice for Brock Purdy.
I'm going as a fan, so I won't be
dry. But you're not a fan
but
of the Niners.
I won't be dry, if you know what I mean.
You going to be ready to go tomorrow, though?
We used to do pre and post. You know I know how to do it.
Well, that was at night.
I'll be fine.
Are
I ain't
you
drinking.
Sure?
Yeah, I ain't drinking.
Oh, you just said you were.
No, I'm not.
Okay, good.
Got some chicken tenders.
Good, because we never really talked about the show after the summit that day.
That was a Friday.
No, the summit was on a the show was a Friday.
Oh, I was in.
My
own analytics.
Can
never say that to me.
Thursday night, we had the summit at where was it?
And I was our spot,
Jack's.
Yeah, Jack's
restaurant and bar,
Pleasant Hill.
Yeah, and they have they had a lot of different kinds of tequila there that night, and
we came together as a team. And
did we really?
Yeah, no, we did.
No, seriously.
You left early. But
that's
Friday
right.
was
Maybe
one of
that's why he came together as a team, because I left.
No, you better be careful.
Friday.
Shut up, Steven.
Him and Whitlock. Dude. Draymond or Kenyon. What's going on?
What's going on with Stephen A? He's like under fire from the... I think I can just leave it there. He's under fire.
You can't fight everybody. Friend of the show. But
what's going on with him?
He don't like Whitlock.
Well,
okay, so he negotiated Stephen A. this contract to get him off of NBA Countdown. The joke, Barkley and Shaq did it.
Okay.
You go work for ESPN, they work you like a dog. And you could tell last year Stephen A. was up there like, dude, I'm doing a lot. And he's doing his podcast, so he negotiated getting off NBA Countdown. But the trolls and social media and Twitter ran with like he got booted. So that he had to fight that and did about 30 minutes on his podcast about, I didn't go anywhere. I negotiated to come off of. That's my Stephen A.
Right.
And then now Whitlock's going in on him, and it's just, he's fighting everybody.
What's Whitlock saying?
Calling them phony and all this stuff, saying he didn't do this or that in high school and make that. It's just getting out of hand. But he's fighting everybody.
You know, there's certain guys in the media.
Take a playoff. That's like, my dude.
Every once in a while, like, I like guys that you wouldn't think I'd like.
You know,
Like J.R. Smith.
Yeah.
For example.
North Carolina A&T. Remember, he did the golfing program there.
Oh.
Yeah. But go ahead. That's not why you like
it. Anyway, I don't know. There's something about Whitlock I get a kick out of.
Well, people don't like him, Stein.
I know. I don't.
Especially the black community. He ain't invited
why
to
not?
The cookouts.
How come?
Because some people think
he
sold out. Some people think he sold out.
All right.
Yeah. But he's mad at Stephen A. And they're going. Stephen A. called him a walrus. You can't do that. Then he said Whitlock called his pastor to try to get some dirt on Stephen A.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Stephen A. on Friday goes, this guy called my pastor. And don't think I didn't know about that. And now I'm just like, now it's all. I don't like, you think I get entertained with that? Like Draymond and Kenyon Martin, I don't like it. Like, you can.
Well, what if they.
They're both great.
Is it a racial thing that you don't like? Or is it just two sports celebrities going at each other?
Well, Scott, it's funny you said that. Normally, without the race involved, I don't like it. But then when it's like Whitlock and, don't do it. And Draymond and Kenyon, can we all just get along? There's no winners in this stuff. Let's just celebrate and come together. Why we always got to battle? But whose career would you take, Kenyon? Who was the better player, Dre or Kenyon Martin? The one was the number one pick.
I mean, Draymond's career because one he's going to the Hall of Fame.
Okay, I think I'm not mad at you or getting you to try to change your opinion.
No, you won't.
I guess who's the better player?
I think Draymond was better.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, I like Kenyon Martin.
Yeah.
But
he was fighting for himself.
He was never
you what
the same after that injury coming out of Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I'd have to take Draymond Green over
But I guess he was saying Kenyon Draymond didn't have the offensive game he had.
Kenyon wasn't a great offensive player.
When I watched the video Saturday morning, I kept thinking to myself, I like you, Kmart, but you ain't Karl Malone, you know? Anyway.
These guys.
I don't know what it is, Donnie.
These guys doing these podcasts.
It's everybody. Entertainers, it's too much.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you.
Yeah.
I mean,
Like, you ain't got a podcast. Like, you ain't nobody
in,
now, Gil,
in arenas. Oh,
hey, I do like your show with Skip and
the Tool with the crown. What's his name?
What?
That
the Tool
buffoon with the crown used to play for North Carolina. What's his name? He's on Gilbert Arenas.
Oh, he was. You don't see him too much.
Rashad.
Yeah, McCants.
Rashad McCants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't see him on there too
much. He's a piece of work, that guy. Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. Probably predicting a 7-touchdown win tonight by the Niners. What's up, Antonio? How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I feel pretty good about our chances, man. Like, we don't really lose to, like, you know, teams that aren't as good as us on prime. I know we lost to the Ravens a couple years ago, but they're, like, you know, they're kind of on our level. Then they were. But, like, you know, Brock Purdy, first game, I think, like, in front of the fans, since the Jaguar game, I believe. But I think he's going to be fired up, man. You know, Kittle, Ricky Pierce, I think they're going to ball out tonight. I see Purdy and Kittle still being the best quarterback tight end tandem in football, and I think they're going to show that tonight. Carolina, like, one of the worst teams, I think, against third down. Niners, like, one of the best of converting that on offense. So I think that's going to be the key right there, man. Almighty third down. And Bryce Young, I don't fear him at all whatsoever, man.
Yeah, but I'm with you.
Let me ask you this, Antonio, because you're usually on the positive side of things. As a 49er fan, is it difficult to see what's happening with the organization and Brandon Ayuk?
It is, man. It's like it's always some type of contract stuff every time. It's like, does anybody else go through this or is it just us? It's like, it don't make any sense whatsoever. Maybe the Niners should, like, you know, make sure they pay him right away. It's always like when they drag it, it's like it makes it worse. You know, it's like all these Jonathan Kuminga situations on the Niners. You know, we got 3 Kumingas in the last couple of years. You know, we got the Bosa, we got the Debos, Ayuk, et cetera. Oh, man, it's terrible out here, man. But we'll win tonight.
You going tonight?
Draymond's better than Kenny Martin.
Hey, you going to the game?
No, I can't go.
Okay. Wait, what about Kenny Martin?
He said Draymond's better.
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah. Thanks, Antonio. Yeah, I got to take Draymond over Kenyon Martin.
Well, look. But then I would, you know, some NBA connoisseurs would say, well, Stoney, what goes into that, your metric, you know?
Like, who like had a better had career?
Yeah.
Pretty simple. Who's got rings?
But if I said who's, Carmelo didn't win a title, but he's winning that over Dre.
Well, the question, I think I'd rather be.
No, not rather be, because then we can.
What's the question?
Who's the better basketball player? Just forget Steph Curry and what situation you went to. Who's better at basketball? And that's what Kenyon was coming from.
But who are we talking about?
Like, Carmelo and Dre. Like, if I say Carmelo Anthony, Stoney, stop. Melo's a beast.
Okay, but Melo's a better player.
Yeah, that's in that. Yeah.
But whose career would you rather have had?
Oh, Dre's.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Like, I would rather have Barkley's career than Draymond Green's.
No, and that's my whole point. But, Nick Foles was rooting, what's my boy in Philly? Carson Wentz was not rooting for Nick Foles to win that Super Bowl. He couldn't tell anybody.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49er football tonight starts at 5:15. And don't forget, Willard and Dibs will be down at Laughing Monk.
They're probably there now.
Hold on. Right? What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. It's a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. And don't forget to tune in for Warrior Live today, presented by Xfinity. Your home court advantage brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place with Xfinity. Imagine that. And then if you pursue it, people come through, then other people get jealous.
Okay.
Like, for example, when I was like, Billy Idol? I'd love to see Billy Idol. And then I got to go, and, you know, people are like, oh, how come you got to go?
Well, because behind your back?
Yeah. How come Stoney can go? Because I pursued it. Because I saw that Billy Idol was playing, and I was proactive. Want to know what I'm working on?
Give it to me.
So, you know, this documentary, The Cardiac Kids, right? On the 75 championship.
Man.
Right? I want to get my ass to Sundance.
Evan, I want to get to the Sundance.
No. You know what?
Listeners,
you guys can.
We talked about it.
Well, you're not.
Well, you got more connects than we do.
That's right. Don't you ever forget
it. Rick Barry? Would you hit him up?
Probably Raymond Ritter.
Yeah, he hooked me up Friday. Thanks, Ray.
Yeah. Speaking of Rick Barry, He went viral.
Did.
On Friday.
So did Fitz and Coletta.
So Rick Barry joined Fitz and Coletta during the broadcast, and Rick was talking about shooting the ball underhanded, which he did with great prowess.
Granny Goose.
And, well, I guess we'll just let it speak for itself, right, Steve?
So, Rick, here's Buddy Hield trying to shoot underhand free throws.
Yeah, but his form is, you know, he still made one, but his form is terrible. Your hands don't go flying out. But it's proven scientifically to be the most efficient way to shoot a free throw, and yet people won't do it. It doesn't make any sense. My youngest son, Canyon, who played in the Olympics in 3x3 and actually got, he was a 90% shooter.
Well, I got to be honest with you, Rick. I've tried it, and I struggle with it, so I might need your pointers as well. But
but the thing about it is that you're not a player.
Wait, what? Coletta played in the league. Rick.
I played the league.
You're not a player. I mean, a real player would have learned how to do it properly. Okay, if you really had the skills and the desire to do it, you would be a better free throw shooter. But if I had taught you the right technique, you probably would have done it. But no, there's nobody around teaching it properly. That's the problem.
Shots fired for Rick Barry. All right, well, he's a legend, I guess. So,
all right, Coletta Azubuike, class act.
I mean, what else could you say at that point?
I don't know what Rick meant, though.
I think it's being it's taken out of context. I think he was saying you're not a real player. Like, you didn't marry trying to shoot the underhand free throw, the Granny Goose. I don't think he was saying your credentials, you weren't good. And that's how it went viral to me. Like, he wasn't saying you're a bench warmer, you weren't worthy, right?
I didn't think so. I thought maybe what he was saying was, well, Coletta, if you couldn't pick it up, then you weren't a player. But, like, if he showed you how to do... Hey, Rick got so mad at me one time, too.
Over what?
It was a couple years ago. We were talking about the underhand free throw, and I was like, I'm kind of with Coletta. Like, it's not that easy to master. Like, Rick Barry mastered it. He was a master of it.
So how'd they get mad at you? How'd that go?
Because I said to him, I'm like, Rick, it ain't as easy for everybody else as for you. And he goes, oh, BS, anybody could do it. It's like, no. Like,
I had
the reason he became a 90% free throw shooter with shooting underhand is because he practiced it. Like, he practiced every day and got great at it. But I don't think it's as easy as he thinks.
Mm.
It's a long shot for an underhand shot.
But do you get my premise that I think it went viral because people thought OG was taking a shot at a guy that, you know, Coletta was a baller, made the league, but, you know, wasn't Steph Curry on his level? That's how it hit, and I didn't like it.
Yeah,
he didn't say you hardly got in the game or played.
Rick doesn't need you to stick up for him, though. He's fine.
No, I'm just
telling
you.
He's a big boy. No, Rick's a big boy.
Yeah.
But he does know who Coletta is, right? He must. He watches Warrior games,
he
right?
He knows who Coletta is.
There's no man, Pasta.
He knows who Coletta
is. Pasta going baby Rick. Yeah, that to even think or come on, man. Azubuike was on the squad, baby.
Just a thought.
No, he knew.
But,
He knew who he was.
But why did Fitz feel the need to jump in and say he was in the league?
Because
it did a drive-by. So they both felt like, damn, he was, you know. He taking my ID, my NBA ID. Revoked. Now, Coletta, keep your head up, baby. He didn't mean that. But what concerned me more, I'm such a nerd, I go home and rewatch games that I was at in that same interview.
Looking for yourself in the stands?
No. Now, that's a four. Steiny, he did say he was impressed with one player that wasn't in a Warrior uniform.
Denny Avdija?
No, you know this guy Klingon. I was like, oh my.
Rick Barry like Klingon?
Yeah, I said, he looks like Shaq tonight, Rick. I went and watched it Saturday morning, Stoney, and he talked about Klingon. I'm like, man, any big against us will eat, man.
Well, he's huge.
He is huge.
He's a big boy.
Dude, I thought they were going to blow that game. They let it get to within one, Portland. Ooh. They let the Warriors, Curry hit a three. They got within one. I'm like, here we go. Three-pointer.
By,
what's your boy's name?
Love?
Yeah.
Or was it, Kamara?
He was on fire, too.
Yeah. Tough loss by the Warriors. Did you see...
I saw it all.
Did you see Clay and Morant?
Yeah. But they got history.
Now, there's no but.
Yeah.
There's one guy who's wrong and one guy who's not.
But did you hear Clay a couple years ago after they I'm with Team Clay because I thought he said what John needed to hear with class, but they had his podium game after they eliminated him in the 2022 quest to go to the chip.
All right.
He goes, they got some bums over there. Some guys that talk a lot.
John Morant said that.
No, Clay did.
Oh, gotcha.
As he was doing his airplane, and I'm like, oh, Ja didn't forget about that. But Ja was pointing, and Clay slapped in his hand, Chewy. Slapped in his hand.
Yeah, John Morant. John Morant is
a tool. Internet went against him. How are you in street clothes fighting? That's what it's really about. I can understand you suited up.
You know,
shut up.
You just hit on something that's been really annoying to me lately.
Huh?
There's all these guys in the NBA, and Kenyon Martin, and Whitlock, Stephen A., Draymond Green,
right.
Kendrick Perkins, standing on business. And if you came through Saginaw at the wrong time, you'd be in a lot of trouble.
It's
and I got
to,
you don't want to come in my hood against everybody. And let's, you wouldn't say that if I were here. It's like everybody's so confrontational.
That's the internet, partner.
It's dumb.
It's the internet.
It's dumb stuff.
Well, if people listen to this show on a bad day, we do it.
No, not like those guys.
Yeah, I don't set out to do it.
No, I'm talking about these guys are like,
nah, I hear you.
They're saying.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Devices.
We'll fight. I'll fight you if there's a disagreement.
Why is everybody going to fight? Well, the fight now is talking. The
No.
Nah, ain't nobody throwing hands.
Nah, it's about Kenyon Martin saying, you know.
He didn't
on business.
No, but that meaning I'm going to
stand on business means you're going to fight. Oh, yeah. Don't you think?
No, standing on business to me nowadays means I'm going to stand by my take. I ain't going to do what you do, flip-flop.
Yeah. Where? How we feel about the Warriors right now?
I told
you. Real quick, it's 129.
I'm down.
Oh, no.
I'm on the mat.
Oh.
And I need Kuminga back ASAP.
How bad would they have to get for you to say, you know, I might have been wrong on the Warriors?
9-14. They're 9-9 now, a five-game stretch.
They've lost three in a row.
Yeah, two of them are on the road.
I don't care where the. That's what I'm saying. The loss is a loss.
Well, stop thinking they're a 55
win team.
They're
going to win tonight because they practiced. Hey, the frequent flight. I told you I didn't like hearing that. When have we ever. I get the premise of, hey, yeah, it makes a difference. But it was just too loud. And then you follow that. You weren't the only one. Hey, teams that come home from a long road trip, they were in San Antonio for two nights.
No, that wasn't how they ended the trip.
But they were there two
nights.
They
ended the trip on a back-to-back.
They didn't go to Beirut from San Antonio. They stayed there. I know what you're doing. You're trying to get me to go to the game on a down note.
Which game?
The Niner game. Right, this Monday night. This is a playoff game to me for both teams.
You just, like, I think it was. We talked a lot of Niners, but I did think you were. It was not your.
What happened?
It hasn't been a good show for you, Warrior wise.
But because I'm down.
Yeah, and but you like.
No, I'm being honest.
I got
a couple texts that Gooch, keep your head up.
Yeah, they're only 18 games in, Goo.
Yeah, and they lost to Portland.
Right.
Dude, stop. And Jimmy, Dre, and Curry played.
Somebody won't have that problem tonight.
Caleb Love had a career game. When does that come to a head?
When does what come to a head?
A random dude giving us the business with our dudes out there.
Wow. I just have a problem.
I'll stay and talk to Bonte.
I don't like the way you talk about the Warriors.
No, you don't like when I see the light.
No, I'm
you
all
want
fine.
Me to say they're going to win it all.
What?
You don't understand when I'm down and need therapy. You don't like it because you're like, I don't have nothing.
No, I don't. I mean, like, all I'm doing is repeating the same things I've repeated for 3 years about this team.
Dude, Steiny.
Last 3 months about
this
team.
You didn't think that real quick? You didn't think that was cryptic about
what?
He's barely moving around after missing as many games as he had, Kuminga?
Did Jonathan practice?
Kind of. He did a few things, yeah.
Is he just any
I don't know where he, like he's got to tell you where he is. I mean, he didn't do anything. We did like kind of we didn't do scrimmages, but we did live drill work, and he barely did any of that. So, not moving well. So, training staff is working with him. You know, I have no idea when he's going to play.
He's 23. This is bilateral knee. That's an older guy's problem.
Not on the Warriors. I mean, the seriously, the 707,
no, I'm being serious.
707 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line brought this up. Kerr is checked out.
Wow.
When in the postgame, Steph and Jimmy were talking about defense and Kerr was talking about offense.
Wow. I ain't going to say that's the fact, but I just think he's tired, man. He knows what it looks like and if you have it or not, Stoney. And I guess that's why I overreacted to the practice bit, man. This is about who you have. Ain't nobody growing. Ain't nobody getting faster.
Stop. Stop. Ripping this team. Seriously.
You want to be the one to rip them. I'm getting it now.
No, you can't have it both ways.
Figured it out.
You can't say they're a Western Conference finalist team.
I can't change that.
And then say, I'm going to rip them all year long because I was wrong about them being as good as I thought.
Well, technically, Stoney, I'm not going to rip them.
And you killed them today.
Oh, yeah, and they deserve it. And they've deserved it. I wasn't ripping them after 4-1, and I'm not taking my take back. Those are the standards I'm holding this team to. But I'm letting you know alarms are being sounded.
They were sounded before the season ever started to anybody who was listening.
Well, you're the only one that can do that and some others. But, Stoney, this thing is happening, and they're looking older faster than I thought, and now the youth is not good enough for me to look at their youth and be like, oh, Steiny's bringing this. They're part of – you said it last week, two timelines. They're too young, and the other guys are too old, and that's two timelines. I don't care how you try to – you know, not you, you know, say it. I haven't been this concerned since before they made the Jimmy trade, and we're 18 games in. I talked to some people, no names, sources that I have, and I do have some. It's not just me.
What are you talking about?
It's some stuff. I was watching the shoot around. I was talking to some guys and gals. There's some concerns with the Dubs.
Yeah, they're old.
No, it's bigger than that, too. Oh,
they got internal dissension? What are you talking about? You can't do this.
I'm just telling you.
You've been talking to sources, and they've said there's stuff going on with the Warriors that we can't.
No, just a lot of day.
What?
We got to get back on. We got to get back cooking, man. And the fact I almost want to tell you.
I don't believe you.
So that means I'd be lying.
Well, you're fibbing.
Stop. Hey, real quick about the Philly Cowboy game, can I say one thing?
Sure.
I just would Dak would have went to the podium and said, "Hey, Dre, am I a bum?" That would have been incredible. I just think about
Well, it would have
like
been just like a cowboy to say, "Am I a bum now?" We're 5-5. It's like you're 5-5.
5-5-1.
I gotta tell you,
that's funny.
Who was saying that early? Oh, that thing you were playing during the break.
Oh, Gilly the King.
I don't know who it is, but he's
the biggest
right.
Eagle fan, former rapper. He's got the podcast.
He's absolutely right. You guys are by far
the proudest 5-5-1 team ever.
It's unbelievable. You guys are by far Cowboy fans are the worst ever. Like, seriously, you guys are absolutely awful.
Oh, that's pretty funny, Stoddy.
5-5-1. Print the playoff tickets.
Well, 2-0 since the Quinton Williams trade.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So are they going to make the playoffs?
No. But there's hope, though, Stoney.
How so?
Sports,
you got
man.
A defense now. That defense was getting after it, man. You got a defense.
Yeah, well, funny. Again, just last week, Stoney, there's something wrong with that Eagles offense. That Eagles offense, something's wrong with it. Well, I guess it's Cowboys defense shut him down. What is it?
I am waiting to get to Paul.
I'm sure you are.
We got Willard and Diaz. Oh, baby. Dude, seriously, Stoney, how concerned are you about the Dubs? I'm being so,
I'm
like, tonight,
not at all.
I don't know what to.
None. I have zero concern about the Warriors.
But you got to say this is accelerated from even what you thought. We ain't even at 20 games, and age is showing.
Can you believe it? Wow. Holy Toledo. It's almost like they're getting older.
No, and then the other concern is the younger guys aren't what I thought they were.
Well, that's
sobering.
So let's.
No, seriously.
Why don't we do it this way?
Okay,
can you like? Have you been right about anything Warrior related this year?
Yeah.
Let's go the other way. Have
Will
you been
Richard.
Right about anything?
Will Richard?
Yes.
No S.
He's turning into a solid ninth man.
No, my point is what he's starting now. But
okay.
I told you I saw something.
Okay.
Dibs and I.
And what did you see? A guy who could play a 15-minute role on a 500 team.
The motor,
the motor,
the wherewithal, the dog, and the know-how to play 4 years in college, which I've been telling you for years since we've been together. 4 years it means something, Sonny.
Yeah, it means something's wrong. Sorry, that's the way it works in college. You stay around 4 years, means something's wrong.
Hey, tell me when to shut up, but listen, I am getting concerned about if this thing doesn't get fixed, Kerr, and where he's at in his contract status. I don't. Now it's all like not adding up.
No, it's
but he's
totally
looking at
adding
this like,
up.
Hey, we need to hit the Chevron and get gas up, man. Like, and there might not be one. Hey, Slime, shut up, goo.
You know,
he's talking about something. I don't know.
Yeah, what is he talking about?
I don't know. I'm down on the chat.
I know. You're not the only one. Here's the other thing.
Talk to him.
Remember? I feel like I got to remind you sometimes of things. Remember when I said I was talking to Raymond Ritter, Warriors president of communications?
The man.
He's talking about the West. He goes, I think this is going to be a real unpredictable year. You know, it's going to be some winning streaks and losing streaks, but it might be fits and starts.
Okay.
Yeah, so he was right. That's right. Yeah, 9-9. A little tough start, but they'll be all right. Yeah.
And I would ask R double, did he see the bilateral knee tendonitis with your 23-year-old hotshot that you're going to
train? Raymond knows basketball. So I'm sure he did know about the knee tendonitis, but I'm sure he realizes that whether Jonathan Kuminga has knee tendonitis or not, it's not going to be the difference between the Warriors going to the Western Conference Finals and not going to the Western Conference Finals.
Now, that's too big. I hear you.
Sorry.
But it can help you win. Or break a losing streak, and they would have beat Portland with him out there.
You don't know that.
In my mind.
You don't know that. You wouldn't let me say it. No, you wouldn't let me say that.
Because I don't disrespect.
You'd be like, Stoney, you don't know that.
No, you're just giving him a zero.
Who?
Kuminga.
Well,
this is how you do it. Hey, Guru, I ain't down on him. He's okay. And then you're like, oh, he wouldn't have changed the game. Like, he's a zero.
I don't think he would have changed the game.
Friday night, he would have changed that game.
For the better?
Yes! Oh, okay. They lost by 4.
So? They could have lost by 14 if he stunk.
And they needed somebody besides Curry to create a damn shot.
He can't create his own shot.
He gets fouled.
And he's struggling from the line lately, too, now.
75% before he got hurt.
Yeah. I just
You don't like when I'm honest with you about the Dubs.
No, what I don't like is this crazy notion that Kuminga is still a difference maker or is a difference maker.
When you're devoid of athleticism, how many times do we have to see that he's anybody? And you know me, are you telling me if Kuminga was in, I would be 10 times as worse. My feeling, I'm looking forward to bringing him back. And
good
I think
you.
The coach, Curry, we know Jimmy loves him and Dre.
We don't know that. That's just what they say. Like, it's window dressing with Kuminga. I don't know if they like him or not.
I don't care. He can impact winning. You don't think so? I get it.
This has been.
I better not see you tomorrow and they lose 4 in a row.
Why?
To Utah?
So?
At home?
You've got to get out of this old mindset. It's 2025, Daryl. It's not 2017.
Oh, man.
You know what? I guess what bothers me most about Kuminga is you don't make me talk about him when he's not playing. Mm. And, like, don't try to snow job me that when he comes back. When he comes back, what?
No, there's hope that when he
comes
back.
There's hope now. Like, Jonathan Kuminga isn't the difference between hope and not hope.
Well, what I'm seeing and what they're devoid of, it is. My man, the coach said he ain't moving well. 23. Yeah. Horford got what Bron had, sciatica. That sounds like a hot sauce, huh? Give me some sciatica.
Risotto. Risotto.
But I'm the only one.
Risotto, Kuminga, when he comes back.
Don't
big impact?
Answer honestly.
They just can't. He can't create shots either.
Oh. What's up? But he's got the ha-ha, I thought.
I forgot. Turns the ball over too much.
But it's not his fault. It's not his fault he turns it over. It's everybody else's. I'm so done with Kuminga
tomorrow,
until he gets back in the lineup.
Stani, real quick, tomorrow I want to just take time on our show.
We'll see.
About 4 minutes and read something that brought tears to my eyes just about life and how you look at it. And there's 10 of them, and I'm going to read them to you, but I read it during the break, and I'm serious, man. It changed. These should be the new Proverbs, what I just read. Like, everybody, and I'm going to say it into the microphone to you tomorrow.
We got to go.
And our relationship will never be as strong. It'll be stronger.
This guy I work with is unreal. This Wednesday, your chance to win great prizes every single hour. When? 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Warrior tickets, AC/DC tickets, Warriors bobbleheads, and much more. That's this Wednesday, every hour starting at 6 a.m. It's our Thanksgiving blowout right here on 95.7 The Game. That segment was sponsored by Ceramani Ford. Ceramani Ford's year-end sales event is on with 0% APR for 60 months, zero down, and no payments for 90 days on all Ford's top models. Deals end January 5th. Visit Ceramani Ford on Ceramani Boulevard in Colma, Daly City, or 24/7 at CeramaniFord.com.
Evan, you're rocking that shirt. I can see you've been pumping iron. You're looking good.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member-only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.